This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Tuesday. Lots going on live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, J-Mac joining me, Nick Wright in 1 hour. You know, I was thinking this morning after our Tom Brady exclusive, a lot of things that Tom Brady talked about. And then he left our show, J-Mac, and he did his podcast and brought up another gem. And I think it's something you and I, as dads, have to go through all the time. Do you know what that is?
Taking out the garbage? Cleaning up dog poop? Being a chauffeur to your kids? Those things ring a bell, maybe?
No. Okay. So we'll start with this. Brady and Belichick, very complimentary of each other on their his Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray. And there's a very interesting moment in that podcast that Brady brings something up, and I don't even know if Tom realizes how important this is, and I think we're losing a little bit of this in football. It was a key element to greatness in football. Are we losing a little bit of this element? So let's have Brady, his soundbite on his podcast, talking about Bill Belichick.
For me, there's nobody I'd rather be associated with. And I think that from my standpoint, I think it's always such a stupid conversation to say, you know, Brady versus Belichick, because in my mind, that's not what partnerships are about. He's not afraid to have a hard conversation too. And we didn't always agree, but we always respected each other. I know he respected me for the job that I did, and I certainly did the same.
We had hard conversations. Is this generation of football player willing to have those? Or are you going to scrub your social media account because they want to franchise tag me? Which, by the way, you collectively bargained. You negotiated it as players. Franchise tag is part of the negotiation. You agreed to it. See guys scrubbing their social media accounts? We have elevated, especially quarterbacks and high school football players, 7-on-7 drills, gassed up all day on social media, participation trophy generation. We know that to begin with. Now you go to college, there's bidding wars, tens of millions of dollars for an unproven college quarterback who was really good in high school. There's a lot of good high school quarterbacks. Football players increasingly, and I've said this, I can feel the NBA bit by bit seeping into the NFL. I love both, but they're different cultures, and there is a reason, and this is substantial, that in a sport like football, where people tackle each other, we just had a 20-year dynasty, where careers last fewer than 4 years, we had a 20-year dynasty. In basketball, they don't tackle each other. In fact, they got rid of the hand check. You can barely brush each other. And yet, dynasties last like 3 years. How is it possible? Because in basketball, you can't have the tough conversation with your star. Warriors were walking on eggshells for every moment after the first title of the Kevin Durant relationship. Belichick was barking at Brady until the very end. It lasted 6-7 times longer than NBA dynasties do now. I worry about that. In a sport where, let's be honest, there's a clock on it, sometimes on the sidelines, there's really hard conversations. And we all sort of understand that, right? But what about the hard conversations outside of the game? Kyler Murray was pandered to. Arizona is now a disaster of a franchise. Russell Wilson, Denver, pandered to. Yeah, bring all your coaches in the building. A disaster. Pandering doesn't work, even with stars. Remember, NFL MVPs don't win Super Bowls. It is a collective. It is a team. Brock Purdy at the most important position. A seventh-round pick. The last guy picked got him to the NFC Championship. You have to have a team. It's a collective. The quarterback needs protection from his blind side. A running game. The right coordinator. Football players understand that. You go back to Troy Aikman, Jimmy Johnson, Belichick, and Brady. You go back to Terry Bradshaw and Chuck Knoll. Those are years of tough conversations, not just on the sidelines, in meetings, in rooms. Like, I understand in politics and sports and business, sometimes cultures are too toxic. I mean, used to be able to grab players and slam them into the turf. That wasn't right. The NFL didn't take, like, concussions seriously. That wasn't right. And there are moments that have been just too insensitive in business and sports. I agree. But what I worry about is the pendulum has swung so far the other way. I wonder if Baltimore is having this very issue, that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are struggling to have a hard conversation, which is, Lamar, last 2 years, you've been hurt at the end of the year. You've been a bad playoff quarterback. We don't care what Cleveland played Deshaun Watson. They're a terrible franchise. The Browns have been looking up at us forever. We don't care what they do with Deshaun Watson. We think you're better than Deshaun Watson, but we're not going to let the Browns set the precedent. I'm not saying that the NFL shouldn't get better with concussions. I think they have, even this year, improved. I'm not saying the NFL shouldn't listen to players. It's not what I'm saying. It's a relationship, head coach and quarterback. But I do wonder when Brady says that to Belichick, and Belichick talked back to Brady about this. They had hard conversations, like really hard conversations, not just in games, all week, disagreed all the time. Tom didn't rush to scrub his social media account. Ask yourself this. Why does the NBA, where careers last longer, they've taken away the hard foul. They've taken away the hand check, the forearm in the back. Do dynasties last so briefly? Because you can't have the hard conversation. Pat Riley, LeBron James. Pat's like, no, we got to have some real conversations here. LeBron didn't want him. He was out. And LeBron's great. I'm not denying that. But ask yourself, how do we have a 20-year, 20 years average career, 3.5, 4. How do we have a 20-year dynasty? The Patriots won with a great receiver. They won without great receivers. They won with a great defense. They won with good special teams. But they weren't the best team. But they were the team always willing to have hard conversations. It matters. It really does. And I worry that sometimes that's why I love this next story. Sean Payton yesterday. I loved every second of this. Sean Payton yesterday, new coach of the Denver Broncos, very excited for this, was asked by the media about Russell Wilson's personal coach being in the building. And not only do I love the answer, but Sean Payton leaves no wiggle room. There is no pause. He's rolling his eyes and shaking his head as the question is answered. Here it is.
Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Hughes, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
A hard conversation with Russell Wilson. And by the way, it's different now. Because Pete Carroll had been fired twice in the NFL as a head coach and had a losing record before Russell got there. So there were a lot of people, I was one of them, that said, you know, maybe Russell Wilson saved Pete Carroll's career. Then things changed. Russell left and Pete still made the playoffs, and Russell was a disaster in Denver with a much better roster. Here comes Sean Payton, who won winning record with Taysom Hill, Teddy Bridgewater, forget Drew Brees where he won a Super Bowl. It's all different now. Listen, it's okay. I've seen my entire life. Really great quarterbacks briefly have a really bad coach. But it never looked that bad. Hell, Baker Mayfield with Freddie Kitchens looked better than that. And Baker's not Russell Wilson. Justin Herbert came in with a coach that got fired and the worst offensive line in the league. 31 touchdowns, 10 picks as a rookie. Tom Brady went to Tampa, a dysfunctional organization, won a Super Bowl in a pandemic when they had no preseason. I'm not saying last year had to be great and pretty and efficient, but it was awful. It's one of the worst offenses in league history. And I know Nathaniel Hackett was over his skis. It's okay. He's probably a great guy. Been told he's a great guy. He's just not an NFL head coach. He's an NFL coordinator. And maybe a great one. Maybe he'll turn the Jets offense around. But it can't look as bad as it looked in Denver. It can't be that bad. And it was awful. And so this is the classic example. No pandering by Sean Payton. He would not mince words. He would not pause. He left no wiggle room. Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with that. That won't be happening here. No pandering. It's why the NFL is king. Because MVPs don't win Super Bowls. It's a collective. It's a team. You coach hard. You talk hard. You make people uncomfortable. It's understood. And for the record, the player almost always benefits from it. Kyler Murray needs harder coaching. Russell Wilson this year needs competent, harder coaching. Brady acknowledges, I needed hard coaching. I loved hard coaching. That answer by Sean Payton was absolutely perfect. He wouldn't even acknowledge the full question. Yeah, we won't be, nope, I'm not, that's foreign. We're not going to do that. That's exactly the way to handle it. The relationship has now changed. For years and years, I thought, you know, maybe Russell's saving Pete. Then Pete made the playoffs with Geno Smith, and I watched last year, coaches in the building, too many people in the building. The NFL, do not pander. Tough questions, hard conversations. The player, for the record, almost always wins with that. Andy Reid is acknowledged on this show. He'll bark at Patrick Mahomes regularly. And Patrick loves it, and Patrick benefits from it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Great to have you in today on a Tuesday. Nick Wright, top of next hour. So, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I grew up with, played forever. He was the Iron Man before LeBron James. And LeBron's about to surpass his all-time scoring record. And he was interviewed a couple days ago on ESPN, and he talked about the accomplishment.
Still mind-boggling to myself. I've never said I wanted to lead the league in scoring, or for sure never said I wanted to be the all-time leader in scoring. That's never been like a dream of mine. And to sit here and actually be on the brink of it happening, this is it's pretty crazy for me to be in the company with such a prominent, dominant force like Kareem was. It's an honor.
So I always viewed Bill Russell as a defensive player, even though he could score. I viewed Dennis Rodman as a rebounder and a defensive player. That was sort of his label. And then when I think of many of the great scorers, MJ and Kobe and Dirk Nowitzki and Carmelo Anthony, I think of them as offensive players, right? Karl Malone, offensive players. I've never viewed LeBron as an offensive player. I've always thought he's a stronger, more athletic version of Magic Johnson. And he's going to become the top scorer ever. Most scorers can really define their game on one or two go-to shots. LeBron doesn't have one. He doesn't have a go-to move. He's not even a great perimeter shooter. He's good. He gets hot. He can be streaky. But he's very hot and cold, especially from deep. I've always thought the most amazing LeBron stat is not a professional one. It's his last 2 years of high school. LeBron averaged about 28 points a game his junior year in high school. So your first thought is he must have averaged 50 as a senior. No, he averaged just 1 point more. That's it. Because LeBron's never really been about scoring. He's being completely forthright and honest here. And what's amazing is who he is surpassing. It'd be one thing if LeBron was surpassing Michael Jordan. You could make the excuse to defend MJ. Well, MJ did retire for baseball for a couple years. MJ, then he retired a second time. He went to a cruddy team and didn't really passionately care. No, that's not what's happening here. LeBron is surpassing the Iron Man of basketball before him, Kareem. And Kareem had the greatest shot to this day in league history, the unblockable skyhook, which he could hit with ease in his last year, I imagine. I don't recall his last year, but I recall the end of his career, nobody was blocking the skyhook. Whereas players like Jordan at the end or Kobe are not as vertical, at the end, nobody's blocking Kareem's skyhook. And he was LeBron before LeBron. He played forever. And I view Kareem as the greatest individual scorer ever, with the greatest shot. The fact that he's going to blow by him is amazing to me. And I know there's a lot of critics out there. I get it. There's a lot of critics out there. But the league now is better than ever. It's now truly international. There are players playing now that were not in the league years ago, not just because of, you know, the time, the generation. The NBA was not an international league. It's more global. It's longer. It's faster. The coaching's better. The players are greater athletes. There's more guys that can elevate and block shots. Now, I know they've eliminated the hand check, and that certainly helps. I'm not in any way, taking that point out. I'm not eliminating that. It is easier to score today than it was. But it's not like anybody was blocking Kareem. It's not like Kareem was facing a lot of peers. Early in his career, he was just simply bigger and more athletic than anybody else on the floor. But it's pretty remarkable to me that LeBron James, who I don't really view as a scorer first, though he's a great scorer, I view MJ as a scorer. He could play defense. I view Kobe and Dirk as a scorer. Wilt as a scorer. Kareem as a scorer. I always thought LeBron was like a stronger, faster version of Magic Johnson. Both had jump shots. Don't love either. You know, Magic's jump shot was quirky looking, and LeBron's, he goes cold very fast. Then he activates his, drive to the basket game until he feels comfortable again. Then he goes back out to the outside and heats up again. He's bailed on his jumper multiple times in his career to go score at the basket. But it is something. He doesn't have a go-to shot. He's hot and cold from the perimeter, and he's a great distributor. And he's going to blow past Kareem. Like it's something. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You think he gets it tonight against OKC? Smart to milk it an extra day.
I think he should milk it.
Yeah, definitely milk it. Do it against the Bucks, Giannis.
Oh!
One of those. I think it's the Bucks Wednesday. Someone will check me if I'm wrong.
Is that in L.A.?
Yeah.
Because the last time they played in a Friday night, if I recall, in Milwaukee. Remember when the Lakers beat them on a Friday night in Milwaukee?
Well, listen, Lakers-Bucks is going to be a big ticket if that's the game Wednesday.
Oh, not only because of the scoring thing, it's the Bucks. It's Giannis.
Giannis. All right, let's get to the Super Bowl. Just a few days away, Patrick Mahomes still has that high ankle sprain from the Jags game. Obviously, he looked great in the AFC Championship, but we don't know if he'll have his mobility back for Sunday. Here's Mahomes on that ankle.
You won't know. I mean, until you get out there in the game, I mean, I'm going to push it. I'll try to leave it on the line. I think y'all saw that in the last game that I played. But it's about relying on your teammates. And I've got a lot of great teammates around me and not trying to do too much. But I definitely will be in a better spot than I was at last game.
You know what? Yesterday, I started changing my pick to Kansas City. I did. I kind of started going in, looking at a lot of the numbers. Andy Reid, 2 weeks to prepare. They've been in this game multiple times. Philadelphia loses the coin flip, falls behind, gets a little anxious.
In regards to Mahomes' ankle, if he's not 100%, he's going to be facing the team that's number two in pressure rate, number one in sacks. They had four guys with double-digit sacks. And if you remember the 49ers Super Bowl, where they were chasing him all game long, Eagles basically go seven deep on the defensive line. Remember Jordan Davis, who they drafted, the great college player? Robert Quinn, remember they traded for him? We said he would have an impact at some point. It hasn't happened yet. And Ndamukong Suh is like third string. Like, they've got depth on that defensive line to get after Mahomes, and they don't have to blitz, Colin. If Mahomes is not close to 100%, this will be way tougher than the Hubbard and whatever the Bengals have.
Well, Kansas City's offensive line, Creed Humphrey is the first or second best center. Joe Tooney's first or second best guard. Trey Smith has ended up being a real steal for them. They've got more than capable left tackle. Pretty good offensive line by Kansas City.
Pretty good, but pretty the good. Eagles have the best defensive pass rush in the league. This is a lot of elite matchups. Eagles offensive line, we consider to be the best in the league, right? Going against Chris Jones and Clark. This is just such a good game.
Yeah. A lot of the best players in this game are on the lines.
Yeah. You basically got also the two MVP leaders for basically the entire season. Jalen Hurts at quarterback and Patrick Mahomes, who's eventually going to win the award. So it should be I did bet the over yesterday, over 51. You think there'll be points?
Yeah, because even if you don't like Kansas City, if they trail late, they're going to throw the ball a ton and they're capable of scoring quickly. So, yeah, that's. I think the over is probably the play. I am interested. First quarters of Super Bowls historically have been a little slow.
Well, did you listen to my podcast on the way into work today? Because I did bet this as well.
Yeah.
It's 9.5 is the line. Would you go under or over?
I'd go under. It's going to be in that 7-3 range.
Well, last year, remember Rams-Bengals, there was no scoring for, I think, the first 6 or 7 minutes, touchdown, and then a field goal in the final 30 seconds.
Here's what's interesting about this game. We talked about this yesterday. We know what Kansas City wants to do. Kansas City wants Philadelphia to force them to throw the ball. They're going to because what they don't want to do is have Mahomes sit on the sideline and watch Miles Sanders run for 150 yards and Hurts run for 80. So that's what they don't want to do. So you know what they want to do. Kansas City wants to score and take a lead. So you could see Andy off a bye coming in, very aggressive offensively, very creative with new looks, put the Eagles on their heel. Kansas City wants, now you say everybody wants to play with a lead. But it may be the only way Kansas City wins here, which is get ahead.
Patrick Mahomes can win a lot of games.
Well, I know, but you're talking about, like you said, if you do trail late with this Eagle D-line and they know you're passing, that is a tough matchup.
These are two of the best coaches with the scripted plays, first quarter scoring. I think Chiefs are fourth and Eagles are fifth or vice versa. But these two teams get the ball and their opening drives are dynamite. So I took the over 9.5. I could see 10 or 14 points in the first quarter. Boy, a lot of disagreement between us on the Super Bowl.
No, I just think the way to beat Philadelphia is force that defense to not know what you're doing late. If Kansas City trails by 14 to start the fourth, and that D-line knows they have to pass, game over. They'll create too much of a pass rush. If you can keep Philly's defensive front on its heels a little, and you do that with a lead.
If you think back to the Super Bowl Niners-Chiefs, where the Niners did that the whole game, and then finally they uncorked the big play to Tyreek Hill for, I think, 60 yards. Who's making that play for the Chiefs now? Because Tyreek Hill, he ain't there. By the way, he killed the Eagles in their last meeting, Chiefs-Eagles last year. I mean, he had like 180 yards, 3 touchdowns. Who's that guy in this game? MVS? Juju, is he even back? I don't know if Hardman's going to be able to go. Kadarius Toney probably not going to play. Like, they got some injuries at receiver, Colin. Got to check that injury report this week. All right, next up. What are we doing? Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid. They have some history together. I was not aware of this. Sirianni was in KC in 2012, and then Andy Reid arrived. They fired Romeo Crennel. Sirianni was the wide receivers coach, and Andy Reid fired him. Something Sirianni still remembers. Here's what he said. Andy came in because we weren't good enough in Kansas City. He stepped in and did an unbelievable job. Do you always have this little chip on your shoulder? Sure, yeah, I do. But that's who I am as a coach and as a person. I want to make sure I'm working my butt off to get as good as I possibly can. And sure, you hold some of those things. Colin, they were 2-14, okay? Andy Reid takes over. He's not keeping the wide receivers coach, you know?
No, but
Sirianni can act like he's Tom Brady getting drafted in the sixth round, but the reality is you're going to get canned.
Well, yeah, years ago I went to a therapist. His name was Peter. And he said something to me that I've tried to remember, is that we tend to exaggerate how good days are when we're young and how bad days are. So Nick Sirianni probably goes back to that and thinks, Andy just ran me out. The truth is, terrible team, you wouldn't keep a position coach. You just wouldn't do it. So Sirianni said that Andy treated him very well. But in his mind, he has created this scenario in which, he didn't respect me. It's incredibly healthy for professional success. It's not necessarily as healthy for personal happiness. But I think we tend to do this is we see these slights when we're young.
Yeah.
And they're not really slights. Just companies have layoffs and companies make moves and companies hire somebody new and they bring in their own people. If I started a company tomorrow, I'd bring in some people I'm familiar with. So it's funny that he's created a chip, but it's really self-created. There was Of course you would be let go. It wasn't anything to do with Nick Sirianni.
So you remember I started the Big Lead website,
I
right?
remember
so
it very well.
Yeah, you blew it up once. I sold the site, and then eventually they spun it off to another company. So 4 years ago, this other company takes it over, and they talked to me about staying on, Colin. And ultimately, I'm like, yeah, we're crushing. We have a great game plan. We're doing well. And they come back to me, and they're like, okay, thank you for your service. You're fired. From the site you started. And at the time, I was crushed. Like, the New York Post writes about it. I'm like, what the hell are they doing writing about this? I was devastated for about a week, and it ended up being one of the greatest things ever.
Right.
Because I spun it forward, started doing digital stuff here at Fox, yeah. Picked up more stuff here at Fox, and now here I am on the show, and
yeah,
career's going good. So you gotta spin it forward. Sirianni, let's not remember it as the worst thing
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, and that company at the time was probably new owner, comes in, has their people, looks yep. at it and thinks, we don't want to pay him and him and him. We'll just pay our own people.
Yeah.
It was nothing against you.
But it's humbling getting fired.
And in your mind, you created this. Oh, you don't respect me.
I'm coming back. You don't respect me. No, I'm definitely one of those guys. Yes, especially on the basketball court. Final story, speaking of hoops. The Mavs made the move for Kyrie Irving over the weekend, and Luka Doncic gets a wingman. Jason Kidd, who Kyrie Irving looked up to, said it was his favorite point guard growing up. Here's Jason Kidd talking about Dallas's title chances with Kyrie in the mix.
You look at his journey, at other stops, just understanding he's won, where he's gone. And so just understanding, we feel that the talent and his abilities to make us better are something that we needed. And so we feel that getting him is going to help put us in a position to win a championship.
Speaking of revisionist history, Kyrie Irving has won where he's gone? What? What did he win?
Oh, let me ask you this.
What did he win in Boston?
You're anti-Kyrie.
I'm not anti. I'm a realist. That's okay. What I am.
Let me know. Did he or did he not with LeBron win in Cleveland?
Yes, they won a championship.
Did he or did he not? They actually won some games in Boston. It didn't go as well as they thought.
Yeah, because he feuded with the young guys. Okay. Jason Tatum.
But they won some games. Or did he not this year? They were winning in Brooklyn.
They won some games, yes, after he did some nonsense on social media that ended up having to walk away from the
team. Seems to me like he wins.
Stop it. I could win. No, I can't win games in the NBA. But I'm saying, like, a lot of guys win games in the NBA. Kyrie Irving, I'm going to ask you point blank, is Kyrie Irving a winning basketball player?
Whereas Zach LaVine's not, I could, and Russell Westbrook's not in the postseason. I can argue to defend Kyrie. In the postseason, yes, he can be a winning basketball player in the postseason. I watched that journey with Cleveland multiple years. Yeah. Westbrook, because NBA playoff basketball, as you know, becomes half-court basketball. Right. Kyrie's an exceptional half-court player. He creates his own shot.
Yes,
he's an excellent shooter. Westbrook is not. Westbrook gets a lot of freebie stuff in the full court.
Yeah.
So the idea, Zach LaVine, again, a lot of freebie stuff in transition. My argument to Kyrie, in half-court playoff basketball, he can be a lethal player.
Yeah, no
Luka
doubt about it.
Can be a lethal half-court player.
It's interesting how Kyrie's had such a charmed career, huh? He gets to play with LeBron James, who is the greatest basketball player to walk the planet. He gets to play with Kevin Durant, who is probably top 20 player all time, top 15. He played with Jason Tatum, who is certainly a top 3 player in the league right now, top 3 or 4. And now he's playing with Luka Doncic, who for my money is the best player in the league right now. Sure is fortunate how Kyrie Irving always gets to play with just unbelievable talents, huh? Lucky guy. It's like me. I get to work with you.
Yes, you're very lucky.
You know, just one of the premier radio guys in the country.
For the record, he won a championship with LeBron James. You can't blame him for Brooklyn. Harden came in out of shape.
What? You can't blame him for Brooklyn?
Harden quit on the team.
Why don't we ask James Harden what him and Kyrie Irving were fighting over in the locker room that Harden said, get me the hell out of here. That's the reason Harden left. Kyrie, he definitely screwed up Brooklyn.
A lot of people didn't like that vaccination.
How many times did he demand a trade in Brooklyn? 2. How many playoff series did he win, Colin? He got swept by the Celtics last year.
Well, Celtics were great last year. A great team. Fantastic.
You're on, like, defending Kyrie down.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
He is kooky, but don't tell me he's not an asset. Don't tell me he's not a great player.
He's a great talent.
Okay. I'm okay.
I'm rooting for Luka, so unfortunately, I have to.
Bottom line, if they play tomorrow, you watching it? I'm watching it. Totally into it.
Of course.
Totally into it.
I liked Uncle Drew, which was a good basketball movie. Have you seen that?
No.
With Kyrie?
I have not. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I don't have to love everything about somebody, but I can acknowledge they're good at blank. That's okay. I mean, there's a lot of people that drive me crazy, but I can say, boom. In my business, there's people that can drive me crazy, but you say, oh, they're really good at that. They're really good at that. It's like, you know, it's like when people, like Draymond Green, he punched a guy. He's terrible. He's the best defensive player in the league the last 10 years. That's not even debatable. If you watch the Warriors play, he's the catalyst on many possessions. You have to love everything about him. He's not an elite scorer. What's he average, 7 a game? But defensively, catalyst, on-court intelligence, a nuisance to other stars. I used to defend Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman did a lot I didn't like. In his prime, he was great, rolling into Magic and grabbing and pushing. And it was I don't have to love everything about everybody. But Kyrie, offensive player, baller. Like, unbelievable talent.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Take a look at our amazing set in Arizona. We'll be there Thursday and Friday right outside State Farm Stadium. Great guests getting ready for Eagles and Chiefs. Catch it all this week right here on The Herd.
Very powerful set. A lot of wimpy sets out there. This is not a wimpy set. It's a lot of power.
Have you seen the guest list yet?
I have not. I am only concerned about what's going on up here and what I talk about. The guest list is the guest list, whatever it is. So I saw this yesterday, Field Yates. That's a great name. Field Yates. I love that name. It's a good football name, too, isn't it? It covers football. He has the Chiefs and the Eagles. He's showing the similarity. And for our radio audience, they were both 16-3. They both scored 546 points. They both have six All-Pros, including a Kelsey. And they were both their conference's respective number one seed. And Andy Reid coached both. So the NFL's always been a copycat league. I mean, at one point, I always think this is funny, the Wildcat caught on. It wasn't that long ago, where you hiked the ball, not to your quarterback, to a running back. Even New England experimented with the Wildcat, and they had Brady. So this league has been copying each other. College football, everybody looks a little different, it feels like. NFL, if something works, everybody copies it. So the NFC's last two teams, the Niners and the Eagles, are about great rosters. They have unconventional quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts runs more than historic averages as a quarterback, and Brock Purdy was a seventh-round last guy picked on the board. The NFC was about great rosters. The AFC's last two teams were about great quarterbacks with offensive coaches, and their rosters have some holes. So my question, if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl, does it send the message that, and I think this is a strong current message in the NFL, if you have a great quarterback and a great coach, it doesn't matter about the roster. I mean, last year, McVay and Stafford, they had holes in the roster. They had a great coach. Quarterback was playing great. They won the Super Bowl. Cincinnati had holes all over its roster last year. They had an offensive coach, good weapons, great quarterback. But if Philadelphia wins, Jason McIntyre has suggested this, does it send the message that don't pay a fortune for your quarterback? Keep drafting them, and if you get a guy that's competent and you have a stacked roster, you can win in this league that way too. Just keep drafting competent quarterbacks and don't pay them anything. Because the Niners roster is only possible because they don't pay Trey Lance and they don't pay Brock Purdy. And the Eagles roster is only possible because Jalen Hurts hasn't gotten the bag yet. So I do think it's something that Jason McIntyre submitted a couple of weeks ago, and it sounds crazy, like, don't worry about the quarterback. Don't worry about it. Just draft one every year, and eventually you'll get somebody that is competent. Could be Max Duggan at TCU. And you don't have to pay him. If he's competent, you got the right offensive coach, stack the roster. Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl before they paid him. After they paid him, couldn't beat the Niners. So here's my question, though. Is it possible that as we view Kansas City as great coach, great quarterback, a lot of holes, and Philadelphia just about the roster mostly, that Kansas City's a little more talented than we think? So I do this before every big game. I do the top 10 players. Let's go to 12 with this one because there's so many great players in this game. The top 12 players in this game. It's only a 7-5 Philadelphia advantage. And three of the first four and four of the first six are Chiefs. Mahomes 1, Travis Kelce 2, Jason Kelce, the best center in football, and maybe all time is 3. Chris Jones, Lane Johnson, Creed Humphrey. Those are Hall of Fame level, best at their position. And then it's a bunch of Eagles. A.J. Brown, Hassan Reddick, who I overlooked in the NFC Championship. Jalen Hurts, Darius Slay, Joe Tooney, a guard for Kansas City, and Brandon Graham. So it's only 7-5. Now you can say, well, A.J. Brown should be higher. There's a lot of good players in this game. James Bradbury is a very, very good corner. Frank Clark is very good. There's a lot of good players. You get to the end of it, it's just, you know, I got to put Joe Tooney on there. He's arguably the best guard in football. He's got to make the list somewhere. And I overlooked Hassan Reddick and got burned for that, so I'll put him back up there. But is Kansas City better than we think? We view the Eagles as having a dominant roster, but they score the same number of points, and Kansas City had to play the playoff Jags twice and the playoff Chargers twice and the Cincinnati Bengals twice and the Buffalo Bills. And I don't know. I just a thought on that.
I need to see that list again because I thought I saw Jalen Hurts somewhere around number 8. That can't possibly be right. Jalen Hurts 9. So the guy who was the MVP favorite for most of the season, who has the second best Super Bowl odds to be MVP, Jalen Hurts, who's going to command a massive contract because of how good he's been this year, making a big leap from last year. He's the 9th best player in the Super Bowl?
Let me ask you this. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes is arguably the greatest quarterback ever. Kelce, the greatest tight end ever. The other Kelce, the greatest center ever. Chris Jones, the best interior lineman in the game. Lane Johnson, arguably best right tackle in 10 years. Creed Humphrey, the second best center, although he grades as the first. A.J. Brown's a top 6 or 7 elite receiving talent. We don't consider Jalen Hurts a top 5-6 quarterback in this league.
Wait a minute. He was the MVP favorite for much of the season.
Oh, interesting word. Much.
I mean, until he got hurt in like week 13 or
whatever. I'm saying today. Right. This is today.
I'll give you Mahomes.
At 80%.
Jalen, we don't know that he's 80%.
Well, did you watch him in the game against?
That was 9 days ago, wasn't it?
Well, I'm saying this list is based on what I'm seeing now.
I'll give you Mahomes, obviously. I'll give you Jason Kelce.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for giving me the best quarterback.
I'll give you both Kelce brothers. I can't put Chris Jones ahead of Jalen Hurts. I cannot.
Okay, Jalen Hurts.
I'd put Lane Johnson ahead of Chris Jones. When Lane Johnson's out, the Eagles' offensive line, it just falls apart.
Lane Johnson isn't currently healthy. Chris Jones ate Cincinnati alive. By the way, do you know what Jalen Hurts' playoff passer rating is? My staff just told me.
He's played in 3 games.
92.
Two of them he was hurt, and one was against the Tampa Bay defense last year on the road.
92.
In his first playoff start.
92.
Listen.
Okay. Maybe I'm taking crazy pills.
9th best player in the game.
In this game, yes. He's not 100%.
Bold.
Hour 2 next.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.